Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
We have packed the KNKX studios today with wall-to-wall swing. It's the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. I remember first hearing about the band from Eugene in the late 80s when they were rebelling against punk and grunge by playing horn-powered dance music, blending swing and funk and ska. A few years later, they broke through with their swing revival smash hit Zoot Suit Riot. And though they've never strayed too far from their rebellious roots, the band has embraced swing music over the last few years, and their latest album, The Boop-A-Doo, is centered on the hot jazz of the 20s and 30s. It's the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
How did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze as a bar in far Bombay, come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air's rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you might hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. Well, they do say, come on, fly with me, let's fly. Let's fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied, we're gonna glide, absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer, just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. All they do say, come on, fly with me. We'll fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
All right.
Good morning.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies, live on KNKX. And we're going to talk to the band a little bit. Steve Perry on vocals and leading the group. Steve, I'd love to hear you talk about the early days of the band and how it formed. There was not just swing going on for the band. There was rockabilly and ska and heavy rock and roll. How did the sound of the band develop?
Well, what happened was, on one Christmas, my mom sent me the Smithsonian Collection of Jazz. I was a punk rock kid. Dan and I started kind of new wave and punk rock, you know, music. And my mom sent me the Smithsonian Collection of Jazz, and I didn't listen to it for the longest time. It was cassettes, and it sat on the shelf. And one day I was bored, I think. You know, I kind of like, okay, I've listened to everything. Maybe I should put one of those cassettes on. And so it was, you know, it's in chronological order, you know, so it starts kind of ragtime and stuff like that, and it goes all the way through to, you know, Ornette and stuff. Well, I put the first cassette on, and it just was, I put it, the next one down, all six cassettes. I listened to the whole thing, and it was like this, something clicked in me. I said, wow, if I could, this harmonics. I remember listening to Coco and going, that's it, that's me inside, you know? And, you know, the Duke Ellington Coco. I was like, oh my God, that harmonics is killing me. So I thought, if I could merge punk rock, the energy of punk rock, with that sound, that would be really cool. I wonder what that would sound like. So I started, fooling around. I sold a drum kit and bought a little jazz banjo like we have, you know, here today, and started fooling around trying to write songs, you know, singing the horn lines. And I had friends who played horns, and they came in, and, you know, we started playing that. So the early songs were swing songs, but then when we started playing, there were bands like Fishbone were really big, and the time was Chili Peppers, Fishbone, stuff like that, and ska, right? So we would play with all the, when we would go out of town and play with bands, they would always be horn bands. And so we kind of, some of their DNA mixed with the swing stuff. So we played funky stuff, we played ska, we played our swing stuff, and that's kind of where we started, you know?
Now, the big smash hit Zoot Suit Riot came right around the mid-90s, and I wonder how you reacted to that, because it seemed in some ways it kind of pigeonholed you guys as a swing revival act when you were a lot more than that. How did that change the way you thought about the band?
Well, yeah, I think especially at first it was, you know, it wasn't, I personally didn't react well to it because I really wanted to do everything. I wanted to be able to, you know, I used to tell my wife, you know, I don't want to be liked, I want to be adored, right? So I want to win, you know, I wanted people, win people over for my whole being, not just an aspect of it, not just because I'm beautiful, you know, I want my intellect, you know? So, I mean, I felt like it was limiting in a way to just be a swing band. But, you know, I love swing, and I love the idea that, you know, we could bring some of that back and hopefully not aspects, not try to just be a retro band. We never really did want to be that. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be a kind of a new version. I pictured, when I wrote Zoot Suit Riot, I pictured a new kind of person, you know, like a punk rock person, but with the sophistication and, you know, the musical, you know, going a different direction. I feel like Elvis, when Elvis came in, he kind of three-chorded it, you know, too much. And too much guitar, too much three chords, too craven to teenagers and stuff, and not universal. So in my mind, I thought, hey, what if we went this way? But we still have the energy, but we have this sophisticated deal at the same time. So I love swing music, you know. But I also want to be modern, you know, and it's fun to rock out too, you know. I mean, the early shows, I jump off speaker stacks, and you know, it's crowd surfing, and you know, it was just, I still like it, you know. I still like that too. As I like this, but I also that. Yeah, exactly.
The Cherry Pop and Daddies are live in the studios on KNKX. The new record's called The Boopadoo. They're at Jazz Alley tonight and one more night tomorrow night. What have you got for us next, Steve?
Well, this next song is called The Babooch. When I was a kid, I wanted to have a nickname that my family would call me. So I came up with The Babooch. You call me The Babooch. I grew up in an Italian area, and it sounded, you know, Italian. I'm not Italian, but my last name's Perry, so everyone thought I was Italian. So I thought, you know, The Babooch. So I initially wrote it about that, and then it kind of grew into this person, you know, and that's what the song's about.
Cherry Pop and Daddy's live on 88.5 KNKX.
Oh, I've found beauty all my days with an eerie sense of doom. Lucky as Prometheus unbound. It's black watch polo on the pompous private jet to Cannes. Profiled on Finch's quarterly, they seek me 'cause I am the Babooch. Remember the name, I'm trouble, but seriously, I'm a Brahmin boy with low intentions. Someone ought to let you know. The Babooch. The Babooch. Oh, Brady says I'll go berserk if you drag tacky people through this door. No hedge funders and no poets, so we come to blows.
But madam, we networked while at Tsinghua, Wharton MBA. I play Gatsby to their plutocrat. We share a flat in the Marais. The Babooch, remember the name. I'm trouble, but seriously, I'm a Brahmin boy with low intentions. Someone ought to let you know. And the surfing remain outstanding and always nymphomaniacs. Now head time's not trophy, it is rings at 4 a.m. and sings, grab your spurious lust ahoy, it's a yacht orgy again. The Babooch, remember the name. I'm trouble, but seriously, I'm a Brahmin boy with low intention. Someone ought to let you know. Baba Booch, Bunga Bunga, Baba Booch. The Babooch, the Babooch, the Babooch. I'm the Babooch, the Babooch.
Cherry Pop and Daddy's live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX. The Boopadoo is the new record. Steve, the Babooch. Perry, featured on vocals. Steve, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the most recent record, the Boopadoo, the second in a trilogy. The one right before was the Rat Pack album. And what is the third in the installment?
Yeah, you know, I'm still kind of playing around with what it's going to be. Don't know, you know, I wanted to do a Western Swing album forever. And so I kind of want to do that, but I also kind of have this, one of the big influences that I had at the beginning was like Babs Gonzalez and kind of, you know, that beatnik-y kind of, you know, Slim and Slam and stuff.
Yeah.
So that is a big pull to me to do something like that. So I don't know which one would be the third. It's got to be a trilogy, right? Because things come in three, so I can't do four. So I got to pick whether it's Western Swing or that sort of. I think hardly anybody's done that beatnik thing, though.
Right?
So it's
that would be pretty hip.
And plus the weird crunchy chords and stuff like that. It's
Who's done a
four-legy,
though?
A four-legy, that's right.
And Steve, I guess you're also going to be revisiting the Zoot Suit Riot record. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we actually spent the part of the year remixing and remastering that record, and we're going to put it out a 20th anniversary record with some live stuff from that era, some photos, and you know, silver vinyl, and we went really nuts on it. When we first recorded that, you know, we had no money. A lot of those tracks that, you know, like the next song, we were playing our first takes, you know?
Yeah.
So we never got a chance to really mix it. It was like, come on, let's go. We have no money. Go. So we got a chance to go in there and kind of massage it with new ears, and it sounds really great. So,
very exciting studio news, but this band seems like it's always at its best when it's live and it's got 500 people dancing. It seems like dancing has always been the through line for the daddies.
Yeah,
is that
I mean,
right?
I think that to me, dancing is the most. I wanted to make a universal music, and to me, if you can, we could go to Africa, to China, to wherever, and if you could feel it, then that would be, you know, I like music that's intellectual and stuff like that, and has cool chords and harmonies, but I want to reach people, and I want to know I'm reaching people, and if you reach them in the butt, you know, people, then that's the way, then you know you're doing it, you know. When people are dancing around, then we're succeeding, you know,
right,
as far
right.
as I'm concerned.
And that being said, you've also produced some really amazing videos. I encourage everybody to go check out the videos that this band has done. Most recently, some really fun ones, too.
Yeah.
Do you take a lot of time and effort to do those, or do you have people come in and say, I've got an idea for you guys?
No, it's mostly us. You know, they're expensive, and, you know, when we do them, they're kind of like, you know, I'm kind of been disappointed before. You know, you explain something to someone and they go, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then it's sort of cliche, or they don't get the aspects of it. And, you know, if I had the money, I would make a video for every song so that it kind of, I always feel like, you know, you're trying to rhyme everything and make it to make sense. The video allows you to flesh it out a little bit. Like in the Babooch video that we did, you can kind of see the whole world of the Babooch in the video, you know, so it allows me to get more of the meaning in.
Cherry Pop and Daddies are live in the studios at 88.5 KNKX. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, we're going
to
do a song off, what was the record? Was it Rapid City Muscle? Ferociously Stoned. Yeah, it's our first record. It's called Master and Slave.
Cherry Pop and Daddies live on KNKX.
Pennies from heaven, no pennies in my hand. Think you're drinking wine, Dad, it's blood of the lamb. That's no way to treat your son, now is it Abraham? After he busted his ass for you, you never know hunger, never took a risk. Though you know you should, you know you'd never raise a fist. If the boss asked you to jump, you know you'd find the nearest cliff. That man talks down to you, and you talk down to me too. Now master and slave, in equal parts, split down the middle, drinking doubles at the bar, a master and slave. God bless you both, I got two for the price of one. Master and slave, in equal parts, split down the middle, drinking doubles at the bar, a master and slave. God bless you both, I got two for the price of one. Such a deal for your only son. When will this tension be all over? For fallen sons and fathers too, I'm down to my last dime. No faith in mankind. Come on, let's swing into the groove. Oh, da da da. Corner wrapped up in a corner, but I never saw a slice of no pie. Ooh, too busy standing in line, just waiting for bread. But the father, he walks the water, never toss a nickel to his son. Ain't I your prodigal boy? Ain't I your pride and joy? Friends and Romans, I'm your brother, I'm scratching to hang on. The pursuit of happiness is just a carpetbagger's con. When a can of pork and beans could change my attitude, you won't give it up, but I could've been you. I'm a master's and a slave, scratch for pieces of the dream. For purple man's magic, whatever the hell that means. They give up on each other and that's the way they get ahead.
paper, but I can still see the stars through these red, white, and blue prison bars. Oh, master and slave, in equal parts, split down the middle, drinking doubles at the fun. A master and slave, God bless you both. I got two for the price of one. Master and slave, in equal parts, split down the middle, drinking doubles at the fun. A master and slave, God bless you both. I got two for the price of one. Such a deal for your only son, master and slave. Senor Sacco, San Salvo.
Daddy's live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX, and we have carved out just enough time in our studio session today for one more song, because they brought the beautiful banjo along, and we got to hear a banjo song.
Yeah,
Steve,
this is a song off the Boop-A-Doo.
Oh, excellent.
Well, so, yeah, when we first started out, the 20s and 30s stuff was something that was very, very influential to us, so we wanted to hit some of those to show people where we came from.
More dangerous time than I think people recognize.
Yes,
the 20s was a crazy time.
Yeah, crazy times. Yeah.
It was down in Chinatown, all the cokies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was sweating cold and pale, he was looking for his frail. He was broke and all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then we heard old Smokey shout, tell me where is Minnie?
Tell me where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie. Have you seen her kicking the gong around? If you don't know Minnie, she's tall and skinny.
Tall and skinny.
She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skinny while there stood Minnie kicking the gong
the curtains parted.
There stood Minnie kicking the gong around.